your house has left you desolate. I say to you, you shall see me no more until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalms 91 is full of, it starts with, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Right? When you travel, look around. In the world that we live in today, there is like a sense of unprotectedness. A child, a baby, the moment a baby is born, you must swaddle the baby. If not, the baby gets frightened. The baby cries. He cries over his movement. He needs to be swaddled. From beginning, God is showing us, man was created to be swaddled with his love. You must live. Give them Jude 21, 20. All right, 21 says, 20, 21. Oh, yep. First verse, you all know, verse 20 is praying in the Spirit. But look at verse 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. Now, keep here is to protect from loss and injury in the Greek. Keep yourself in the love of God. You must always feel that God loves you. You must always practice the love. Even though you don't feel it, say it. God loves me. Say it. Say it right now. God loves me. Say, God gave Jesus for me. Say, Jesus loved me. Died in my place. Say, I am loved. Amen. This is what John knew. And John practiced this, calling himself the disciple of Jesus' love. And Jesus revealed to John, he got the Urim and Thummim. Jesus revealed to John who would betray him. All the disciples didn't know. John was the only one at the foot of the cross besides his mother and the other lady. All right? Where was Peter, who boasts of his love? Crying, bitter tears. John was the one that was quick on the resurrection, 1 week after the resurrection, to notice it's Jesus. So, friend, I'm telling you, when you practice the love of Jesus, you wind up first. You wind up nearer to God's heart. And you protect yourself. Don't have a sense like, you know, I'm flying next week and I feel vulnerable. I feel unprotected. I feel the devil wants you to do that. See the Goliath, his name means to strip. To strip. So when Goliath is shouting at Israel, don't forget, all these are really real events, real characters, real people, real persons. David's a real person. Goliath is a real person. But for us today, the enemy is not a person. The enemy is what he represents. And he represents the enemy that comes to you and say, you know, you don't have this, you are dirty, you are unclean, trying to strip you of that righteousness, consciousness, then tell you that, you see all these things happening, God doesn't love you, you are forsaken, no one cares about you anymore. You know? To make you feel unloved. But you gotta, this is war. I said this is war. And that's why Satan's name is called the accuser. Huh? You gotta keep yourself in the love of God. You gotta hear sermons like what Pastor Prince offers. Right? I'm serious. Sometimes I'm scared to offer sermons from elsewhere also because I do not know what they preach. But I know what I preach. And I'm not the only good preacher. All right, there are many other good preachers, but I'm scared to represent other people before I do an investigation of what they preach. But I know what I preach. I know that if you listen to my sermon again and again, you will feel loved by God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read to you a testimony and then bring it to a close. Praise God. But before we read the testimony, I want to show you a verse from Psalms 31. Look at this from New Living Translation. For he will rescue you. God will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. Say amen. Every time I say like that, okay, you say amen. All right, that's what Israel did. Amen means be it unto me, Father. All right. He will rescue you from every trap, and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. See the imagery? He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Or you can say the mosquito that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness. You never know. You never know. No, my friend, he never knew he had this disease. No, when he went to check up, all of a sudden, you know, I do not know. I don't live that way. Do not be afraid. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness. Not the disaster that strikes at midday. Whether it's a bomb or whatever it is. Do 1,000 fall at your side? Pastor Prince, are you saying these things don't happen? No. Do 1,000 fall at your side? At your side. That's very near, isn't it? Though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Yeah. Hallelujah. will not touch you. Now, I'm not reading from a man's book. I'm reading from the book of which it is said, every scripture is God-breathed. Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Until today, God has preserved his word. And one day, man will be judged out of that book. And out of the books in heaven. But there's one book that is our connection to heaven. Amen? This is a brother from Wisconsin, United States. I am deaf and an only child who had been told my birth had been a mistake. When I was 6, I was sexually abused. This went on until I was 12. I never had the chance to meet my real father. He died when I was 9. And that triggered my addiction to all kinds of hardcore drugs at a young age. In order to support my $350 a day drug habit, US dollars, I committed many crimes. Eventually, I was caught and imprisoned for 2.5 years. That was when I received Christ. However, I came under legalistic teachings. Shortly after I was released from prison, I went back to taking drugs and it got worse than before. The relapse led me to drug rehabilitation in January 2010. Not long after I got out of rehab, my wife, who is also deaf and whom I had met while in prison, stumbled upon Pastor Joseph Prince's sermons while watching television one morning. He unveiled our eyes to the gospel of grace. Even though my wife and I are deaf, we continued to watch Pastor Prince's sermons on television via closed captions and read his books and online devotionals. After getting hold of the gospel, our lives were transformed. My wife and I fell in love with Jesus big time, and we were freed from our addictions, and we have been freed till this day. I became the senior pastor of a church for the deaf, and now my ministry is spreading through the internet because I also preach online. To this day, after being saved for nearly 10 years, many people still cannot believe how much I've changed, especially because I grew up persecuting Christians by throwing eggs at them, scratching their cars, and believing they were bad people. Many believers in our church also have life-changing testimonies after feeding on the same message. I learned from Pastor Prince. His teachings has not only transformed our lives, but the lives of our church members too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll read to you one more, and this is on divine protection. A lady from California. Dear Pastor Prince, some time ago, I was replaying your on-demand web broadcast. At the end of the message, you said you would pray for our protection. Now, my next book is called Prayer Protection. There's a lot of prayers inside there. It's not just enough to pray. You know how to pray. If you say God is your real Lord, you know, you pray vague prayers. That's not prayer protection, okay? At the end of the message, you said you would pray for our protection. I quickly put the message on pause and called my 17-year-old daughter to come and receive the prayer and blessing with me. Now, if you're wondering why sometimes we want you to participate in the prayer, it doesn't mean we pray, everybody gets it. It's to all, but it's not necessarily on all. Only when you say amen. I agree with that. So I was about to pray the prayer of protection. She put it on pause. She called her 17-year-old daughter with her to receive the prayer and blessing with me. During the prayer, you prayed that we will not die in our sleep. All right. Sometimes I pray funny things. I do not know why. All right. I just try to follow the Spirit when I pray. You pray we will not die in our sleep. Though we do not have that fear, we receive the prayer gladly anyway. The next morning when I woke up, I felt really ill to the point that I didn't think I could go to work. When I went to wake my daughter to go to school, she was also unwell, complaining of the same symptoms I was experiencing, sensing something amiss. We both went to the emergency room and found out we had carbon monoxide poisoning from a faulty heater. We know and have heard reports of how people who were exposed to carbon monoxide while asleep usually died in their sleep. We believe we were saved because of the prayer you prayed over us and are receiving it. God heard and answered. He woke us up just in time so we could be saved. We give Jesus all the glory. And all the people said, amen. And let me close with this. Go back to Romans 3. We'll close with this. Being justified freely, praise God by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness. All right? In other words, people are saying, how can God forgive all the sins based on blood of bulls and goats? How can God accept all the forgiveness of sins just by covering sins every year? If God is holy and righteous, how can God just forgive Israel just based on covering their sins every year? Now God is about to demonstrate His righteousness, His fairness, all right? Because in His forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, not referring to our past life here, referring to Israel in the Old Testament. All right? Now watch this. I'm going to give you the New Living Translation here so you understand. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. Can you see it? Now Jesus will pay. It's like a Visa card. Every year, cover. Covering is not payment. It's like your Visa card. Your Visa card is not payment. Hello, it's not payment, okay? You must pay it, right? So Jesus is a true payment. He came and He died for all the sins that were covered on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. He paid for them all. And He died for all of us who would live in the future. Because Jesus is eternal, all right? He's outside time. Amen. All right? His sacrifice is eternal, I mean. It's outside time. Okay? Praise God. Go back to Romans 3, New King James. All right, verse 26. To demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. God is just in becoming your righteousness. God is demonstrating His righteousness. Grace is not something that is compromised. People talk about grace as if it's a compromise. Oh, grace is good, you know. Grace is something, but it always has a tone of it's a compromise. Law is not compromised. But here it says, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that God might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Hey, He's your justifier. When God justifies you, God is just in justifying you. It is not at the expense of His righteousness. Amen. His righteousness has been fully met in the cross of Jesus Christ. All the claims of divine holiness on your life, on my life, on your family, has been fully met in the blood of Jesus shed at the cross. God is now righteous in declaring you righteous. God didn't do it out of mercy. Mercy sent His Son, all right? Mercy saw our need. But this is not mercy. This is judicial terms. God is righteous in making us righteous. That's why I understand when you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, you pay God the greatest compliment. You're giving God the greatest glory. You are saying, in essence, that Jesus died for my sins. God raised Him when I was justified in Christ. That God is justified. God is righteous. Whenever you confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, all of God's characteristics and attributes come in one. And people who don't have this revelation, they think, how can you say that? They are more into confessing your sins. And I believe in confessing of sins. I believe in saying sorry. I believe that there's a place for that. But we don't confess to be forgiven today. We confess because we are forgiven. But the greatest confession we can make in the New Testament is to confess that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. In Christ, Jesus is our righteousness. With every mouth, that if you confess your mouth, Jesus is your Lord, believe in your heart, God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. You got to believe that. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Have you learned something? Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mary Magdalene ran on resurrection morning, not knowing Jesus rose from the dead. She was crying and she looked down. Many of you have looked down at the empty tomb in Jerusalem. My own personal take, I believe that's a genuine one. And she saw the place where the Lord led. She looked down and looked into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting over the head and the other at the feet. Angels normally don't sit in the Old Testament. They're always standing or flying. Finally, angels are sitting down. The work is finished. Two angels sitting down where Jesus' body lay. One on this end and the other on this end. And she was crying. She saw the mercy seat. Amen? And the first question, and I'll end with this. The first question from the lips of the blessed Master. The first question ever uttered by the resurrected Christ. Next verse. The angel said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. Did not know it was Jesus. First question from Jesus' mouth. Verse 15. The first words from Jesus' mouth is, "Woman, why weepest thou?" And she supposed him to be a gardener. Don't forget, the first Adam was a gardener. What was lost in that garden has now been restored in another garden. So she wasn't wrong that another gardener has come. The first question from Jesus' lips, "Woman, why are you weeping?" It touches my heart so. The heavenly creatures are concerned. The angel said it first. And Jesus, the first words from his, she was the first one Jesus spoke to. The first woman that Jesus spoke to, he asked, "Woman, why are you crying?" And he proceeded to heal her heart. Do you know he cares for us? Do you know he loves you? The first mention of crying in the Bible, in the Old Testament, is Hagar, a woman, a mother crying for her son. The first mention of crying in the New Testament is also another mother weeping for her children, Rachel weeping for her children. Since then, ever since Adam's sin, been a lot of weeping, a lot of crying, a lot of shedding of tears. And Jesus says, "Woman, why do you weep?" Remember this, he wept. Jesus wept to dry our tears. He died that we might live. Amen. He was cursed that we might be blessed. He was forsaken that we might have God's constant presence. Amen. We are loved. He loves you. Wherever you're watching this right now, be it in Grace Revolution Church in Dallas or anywhere else you're watching this, in all the places all over Singapore, or whenever you're tuning in to watch this, God is reaching out to you. He loves you. He cares for the things you're crying over. He cares for that child. He cares for your broken heart. Whatever ails you, the devil wants you to look at yourself, your troubles, your sorrows, your sins, your uncleanness. But the Holy Spirit is saying to you, look to Jesus. He is the mercy seat. And it's done judicially. Jesus has died that you might live. He was punished that you might be blessed. Will you believe on him? Will you confess him as your Savior and Lord? If that is you, wherever you are right now, say this with me right now. Say, "Heavenly Father, Jesus said, he that comes to me, I will not cast out. He said, come unto me, I will give you rest. I come to you, Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus died on the cross as my sin offering. He bore my sins and all the punishments thereof. And he rose from the dead as a declaration that I have been justified, acquitted, my sins all put away. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I believe you really love me. Help me, Father. Give me grace to realize, to be more conscious of the length, the depth, the breadth, the height of your love for me. through Jesus. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ is my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. You are now saved. I pronounce you saved. Amen. Your sins have been remitted by the blood of Jesus. God is not against you. God is for you. When you go to God's throne, it's not a throne of judgment. It's a throne of grace. When you fail, run to the throne to obtain mercy. Amen. And find grace to help in time of need. Amen. The more you go, the more you live. The more you go, the more you get. Hallelujah. Lift your hands all across this place. Love you all. Love you all. Love you all. This coming week, as you face the week, perhaps you face it with uncertainties. Perhaps you face it with pessimism. Sometimes Christians can be the most pessimistic people. But let me tell you this, let's face it with elpis in the Greek, hope. Let's face this week with a confident expectation of good things in store for us. Doesn't mean there'll be no trials, but trials will be short, blessings long. Evil days short, good days long. Amen. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. And let's have that helmet on, that any bad thing we see, we believe is working for good. Let's believe a bright future is ahead of us. Amen. And a wonderful week is ahead of us. Lift your hands all across this week. This coming week, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord bless you, the blessings of Abraham and the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord keep you, preserve you and your loved ones from all harm, from the Zika virus, from tuberculosis, from every disease-bearing mosquito and parasite, from all the harmful effects of the haze, from terror, from evil people, from all the powers of darkness, and from the power of the evil one. Through the blood of His Son, you are saved. He loves you. You are saved. You and your family are saved. You are underneath the wings of the Most High God. You are protected. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He smiles on you, grants you an abundance of grace and favor, and gives you shalom, well-being, wholeness, health, and peace. In Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. God bless you. Thanks.
You've been listening to Pastor Joseph Prince, and we trust that you've been blessed. For more information on our messages, books, and videos, do visit our website at josephprince.com. Register today and receive a complimentary MP3 message. You'll also receive an exclusive Meditate and Believe Right daily email by Joseph Prince. Be greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved.